In his retirement, Marston Daly wrote an autobiography called The Little Imp of Cape Cod. In it, he says his mother gave him the name Marston because she thought it couldn't be made into a nickname. She was wrong. Marston had lots of nicknames. His mom called him the Little Imp. And he writes that over the years, people called him Marst, Jim, Tim, even Bud. His wife Jean, who everyone calls Birdie, says that many people have even another nickname for Marston.
MacGyver. Remember that show, MacGyver? He used to be able to put together some weird-looking stuff and immediately solve a huge problem. That was him.
From the Barnstable Senior Center to a military museum in New Hampshire to a group of Habitat for Humanity homes in Hyannis, Daly liked to step up and solve people's problems. Professionally, he was a builder, and his truck always was carefully stocked with the proper tools and the proper clothes that a job might require. He built his first cottage in 1932 on a hillside at Cook's Brook in Northeast Ham. He leaves behind hundreds of houses and cottages that he and his crew of about 18 men constructed over his lifetime.
I mean, just street after street, and he'd say, I bought this land and built all these houses here. And they were all Cape Cod style, beautiful homes. People, even today, that we would meet on the street, oh, I'm so glad you built my house.
It's all in Daly's book, which Birdie says he wrote when he was in his mid-70s. Daly always needed something to do, she says, and the book was another project.
He sat down with a typewriter at the dining room table. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm writing my life. I said, what? And he said, well, I thought I'd give it a try. And it turned out to be a very charming little book.
Daly writes about learning to build with his dad and his uncle. He writes about being drafted while still a student at Orleans High School and how he went off to war. On the first of the book's 76 pages, Daly writes, ride with the little imp as he drives 21,000 miles in combat to get mail from home to their loved ones in foxholes.
He was a mail clerk for quite a long time, and he used to put big sacks of mail in back of a Jeep and take off it, like in the night. He didn't even know where these guys were, tried to find them, and sometimes it was very dangerous, but the guys always looked out for him. They wanted their mail desperately.
Daly spoke easily about the war and his time in General Patton's 8th Armored Division. He visited more than 50 schools in New Hampshire and Massachusetts to talk about his experiences as a mail clerk so far from home.
He said, I always knew when one letter came along that smelled so wonderful, and I knew it was that guy's girlfriend who put perfume, you know, and there were all kinds of little notes on the flaps, you know, sealed with a kiss and all those things. In those days, that was heavy stuff.
After the war, Daly married his high school sweetheart from East Ham, and they started a family. But the marriage didn't last, neither did his second one. Birdie met Daly in 1978, when an injury sent him to work at the Cape Cod Five Bank as a building inspector, and she took a job as a courier.
It's just part-time, and they'd give me a little truckie, and that's how I met Marston. He trained me.
The couple spent more than three decades together, refurbishing old homes, doing volunteer work, and performing in choral and dance groups. At Daly's memorial service, three friends, Ruth Arsenault, Mary Fassett, and Barbara Gold, spoke about the couple's performance skills.
We sang with them in the Vitola Society.
That's Ruth Arsenault.
Wonderful voice, fun, great performer, kind to everybody, and was always there no matter what anybody needed. And when my husband died and two other widows, he'd always take us to all the rehearsals and shows, never complain. In fact, he started giving us a little schedule for the month. What time was the call? What time he'd pick us up? What to be ready? I mean, he's just amazing in every way.
At the service, Daly's reputation as MacGyver came up several times. His grandson, Fred Copeman, called him extraordinary.
One thing that didn't get mentioned today, just because there was so much to say about him, was that he was very active with Habitat for Humanity. And that's a perfect example of the man Marston was, is once he learned something, he found a way to turn it around and offer it to someone else.
Madeline Noonan is the director of the Barnstable Senior Center, where Daly took the lead on several construction projects, dealing with contractors and permits and anything else.
I feel like it was in his blood that giving was just part of who he was at his very core. He just had to be active. I mean, he couldn't just sit around and be idle. And I think that was one of the things that was really difficult for everyone, and particularly him, to accept about the illness. His strength was basically taken away from him.
According to his family, Daly began to experience muscle weakness about 8 years ago. It took 3 years before doctors discovered that he was having a rare but serious reaction to a cholesterol drug. They stopped the drug, but the disease was progressive, and there's no cure. He spent the past few years in bed with his family caring for him. At his memorial service, Daly's daughter Marka spoke about his illness and how she would spend afternoons sitting and talking with her dad, including the night before he died.
And as I sat with him, this poem came to mind. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close.
It's a Dylan Thomas poem. Thomas wrote it for his own dying father.
Grave men near death who see with blinding sight.
Marston Daly died on October 1st. He was 88 years old. The last line of his obituary reads, Marston was a kind and a gentle man who will be lovingly in our thoughts for a long time to come. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.